R.I.P. Mac Miller. We're going to give Mac Miller his 15 minutes on this show because his real life 15 minutes was cut short.
Word.
I think he got about 11 and a half. He was on his way back up. All he had to do was talk some shit about Ariana.
Wow.
Get a couple of her fans to fucking...
repost it.
Yeah, retaliate. Do all of that shit. He would have been good. Nigga crazy.
Wow. Well, you can't say he's crazy. He had a drug problem, you know?
He and he was decent. He deserves 15 minutes from us. We'll give him his 15 minutes, but...
Exactly. So...
Other than that, I don't know.
When we first heard him, Donald Trump, what's that? His first album.
Mm-hmm. The first guy wouldn't have...
I think it was before the Donald Trump song, but that's the one I can really remember.
It probably wasn't nothing that really stuck with us. He came out around them niggas, the Wiz Khalifa era and all of that shit, when niggas started having fun with rap again, when it was the stoner age. We had a real hard stoner age a couple summers ago where he...
He said him and Wiz started together.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There was a stoner era that was just relived that a lot of artists got their shit off on that level. Stoner / backpack type of shit.
A lot of people were showing them love. All the celebrities.
So yeah, all the niggas that could really rap stood the hands of time. What is it called?
Test of time.
There you go. And we still talk about them today, but a lot of people didn't come out of the stoner era.
I'm just sad that
Shout out to Weed. Weed's the third co-host. He don't say too much, but he's always there.
I'm just sad that he gotta be dead for him to blow up. That is sad.
It is what it is.
No, that's super sad. Very sad. And Karen Civil found him.
I hope he did the right things with his money, because everybody going out buying his record now, playing his videos and shit now. Like, you know, it's... That money could be going to some fucking white dude who don't give a fuck, somebody that don't give a fuck about the culture.
Yeah, hopefully it's his mom.
Like, he might have fucked up business deal. Like, so it's kind of, it go both ways when a nigga die and everybody jump on his wave. Because it's like, y'all might just be helping somebody that really don't give a fuck. Somebody that was waiting for him to die.
Damn, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
So Karen Civil said they had a studio session and she was on her way to go get him for the session. When she got there and the police got there, the house was cleaned out, like they robbed him and shit.
So he died with people in the crib.
Yep, he overdosed with his friends or whoever was around.
The niggas got right.
Yep, they took everything and probably wiped their prints down or whatever.
You wouldn't have to. If you was friends, you don't have to wipe shit down.
Because you're always there.
You just hide that shit pretty good, I guess.
But they can tell if it's fresh prints, right?
I'm saying for no fucks, though. This ain't CSI Miami.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just in case, I don't make it home tonight. Ariana put up a fucking picture of him.
She killed him. She should have put a picture holding a knife.
Yeah. You like the internet trolls.
She should have posted a picture of her holding a fucking knife. Like, got one.
I'm saying,
Breaking Hearts out here. That's going to be her next album. She got capitalized.
Let me see.
Watch how many albums this bitch sell off of making a song. She going to make a song about this nigga. That's just going to be amazing. It's gonna sell 10 million records.
She already, her shit came out. She already.
She's gonna donate the proceeds to fucking opioid addiction. Mm-mm. She really gonna make a dime off of that.
Okay, so I'm trying to find a tweet where Ariana was saying she tried to help him as much as possible, but she couldn't help him with his substance abuse, and that's where they died at, you know? So maybe it was taking over him before.
How long was they together?
2 years.
She think going and fucking with goofy ass peeps and marrying this nigga after 39 days wasn't helping. She was trying to kill that nigga. She was doing that shit out of spite. Oh, like all small white woman.
Oh my God.
Peeps is ill though. I fucks with him. And he's winning right now. He got the tiger blood. But.
Oh my God.
That bitch put the stake in his heart with that.
Okay.
Word.
How absurd, this is Ariana, how absurd that you minimize female self-respect and self-worth by saying someone should stay in a toxic relationship because he wrote an album about them, which, by the way, isn't the case. Just Cinderella is about me. I am not a babysitter or a mother, or no woman should feel they need to be.
Cold.
I have cared for him and tried to support his sobriety.
Cold.
And prayed for his balance for years, and always will, of course. But shaming, blaming women for a man's inability to keep his shit together is a very major problem.
Cold.
Let's please stop doing that. Of course I didn't share about how hard or scary it was while it was happening, but it was. I will continue to pray from the bottom of my heart that he figures it all out, and that any other woman in his position, in this position, does as well.
Cold, bitch is cold.
I'm just saying, she's saying it was scary and shit. He probably fucking overdosed. Yeah, she's
right.
Probably like, nigga, I don't know what to do. I gotta go. This is too much for me. What is she supposed to do?
Was she getting high too?
No.
Because she didn't have a problem, or because it never became an issue? I always be feeling like that. Bitches be fucking with these niggas, and these niggas be nigga. Popping pills, taking lead, OD and this shit. And these bitches fuck with these niggas. Like, yo, what kind of bitch are you? Like, you're just completely sober, but you fuck with a ultra drug addict. Like, I assume the bitches got a drug issue too, but it's just not as hard.
I'm just saying, I think when they got together, he was clean.
No.
Yeah. I got a bad boy just a minute. He looked it good there. I've been watching the videos recently. That was like, he had like some clean time, I'm telling you. Like, he was clean a little bit there. Yes,
you can get cleaned up for videos real easy. Don't act like you don't understand movie magic and video magic.
No. Babe, it was different.
Makeup on him, looking blemish
free. It was different. I'm telling you, I could tell the difference in the videos. His eyes was wide open. I can tell. I'm just saying. But either way, what if it wasn't that bad? What if he fell down a slippery slope, you know, while they was together or something?
Most people's drug use is going to advance, but he was definitely that guy talking about popping pills and drinking lean and all of that before. He was definitely that guy. Started off on some stoner pothead shit, but he definitely was that guy. Before her.
No, I get it. I know, but you don't
think... She probably didn't help. I heard she's a nutcase. What's his face say the bitch is a nut?
No, huh?
Big Sean didn't say she's a nut?
No, that was Naya. That's Big Sean's bitch. He went to Ariana after her.
So why he leave Ariana? Was she crazy?
No, he said some crazy shit in a song about her. And, well, that's what they say. She said something about her box and her song and her grandmother and made her not fuck with him no more. She got like a tight family and shit.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Yeah, either way. Remember she licked the donut and put it back? That's when she disappeared for a minute.
She was retarded.
No, she just was doing dumb, stupid shit like a regular kid. Why is she retarded?
Either way, it ain't about her. She killed Mac Miller. She got him.
Yeah, I don't think she killed him. I think she left before he killed himself in front of her. She seen it coming. Like, I can't watch you fucking die, yo. I'm not gonna do it. I don't know. But his mom is so sad. She put a picture up of them. And, yeah, I don't know.
What else was he doing? He was doing little movie appearances and shit.
Oh yeah, him and Snoop had that movie. They had the biggest joint ever rolled in a movie. They was carrying it through the woods or some shit. Hilarious. I think he, I don't know, he was talking that Crip Talk. I don't know if it was real or just, you know.
Oh, Bloods killed him?
No, shut up. Oh my God.
Bloods killed Mac Miller.
Oh my God. Delusions of grandeur.
Mm-hmm. I figured it out. Top investigator. Figured it out. Bloods killed Mac Miller.
No.
Suge Knight's behind it.
Strike that from the statement, please.
Find out what Suge Knight was when this nigga died.
In jail.
The crib.
Suge in
Knight
jail.
Carried all,
Suge Knight's in jail.
He's still in jail?
Yes.
It's crazy. The Bloods ain't banded together to bail him out.
He can't get bailed out. It's like murder.
It's like manslaughter or something.
Whatever. Nigga, Suge Knight, he's a fucking career criminal. He ain't got no bail.
All the Bloods in the world can't put up a dollar to get him out.
You keep talking about a bail. Ain't no bail. The fuck is wrong with you? Let's see. Suge Knight's bail. No bail.
You can get out and clear up this whole Mac Miller situation.
Oh my God. What does that have to do with it?
So this nigga got mad ominous videos and shit, predicting his death. He's like in caskets, eternally falling and shit like that. And everybody's trying to make sense of it. And people are always...
Oh, 25 million?
That's it? Nigga, there's 25 million Bloods.
That was March.
All the Bloods better get together and fucking put that...
It says Suge Knight faint after Bill said 25. 25 million. Judge lowers 2 million bail for Suge Knight's fiance on charges she sold murder trial.
That shit took all the... You know how much that shit took all the wind out of this nigga? He's a big baby, nigga. That shit took
that
all the...
That nigga fainted.
Fainted like a feather.
Damn. Yo, okay. We can't switch from Mac Miller to Suge, but...
No.
Suge's movie's gonna end terribly.
Suge ain't getting no fucking movie.
He
Suge
might, come on, he might
a
get
play
he started at Bobby Brown's security all the way to ending up to Suge Knight.
You
That's
know who
a
might
ill
get some
story.
Money? The guy who ends up playing Suge in all of the movies that feature him a little bit, because he be in a lot of people's stories. So if they go lock down,
nah,
one
they
actor,
gonna do, someone gonna do a Suge movie.
Fuck
Someone
no.
gonna do
Everybody
a Suge gonna movie.
Fucking Suge Knight movie. Nobody
wanna
see that shit.
Guarantee.
Nobody sit down. And
That's
see.
A good movie.
Bloods ain't even Sue Whoopin to sit down and watch that shit. Nigga, they
gonna watch a Suge Knight movie.
Get
You're
the
crazy.
Fuck out of here.
And he, if he do it while he's alive, so he can have his say and tell his sides, nigga.
Would you watch a Suge Knight movie?
Yes.
Comment yes or no. Suge Knight movie. Hashtag.
Yes.
I say
no. Yes.
It's a fucking astounding no. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Nah, that's a good movie.
Who the fuck is Suge Knight? Suge Knight is a motherfucking...
He's ill. He had connections to the whole mad
people. You just
want to
see the MC Hammer movie?
It's already made.
They already got one?
Yes. It's on YouTube right now.
I should watch that. I'd rather
it's
watch that.
It's all
right,
too.
I'd rather watch that shit.
But
is it like
whatever.
An old movie?
No, it's new.
Oh.
Some new shit. Not yesterday, but it's new. A couple last year or two. But, alright. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Not rest in peace. They gonna let this nigga finish out his 15 minutes of fame. Now that he's dead.
Yeah, and... Woo! He got so many views now. 78 million views
from the crypt.
Wow, this shit is crazy.
Right? Views from the six, but views from the crypt.
Oh my God.
Somebody will get that.
Oh, and that video, what's the name of it? Damn it, that video's hot.
I'm gonna die.
No, shut up. That is not the name of the video. But he's in the casket, and
he was 26 years old. They said what he OD'd off of. What was his drug
of
choice?
They're gonna have to. They're gonna tell us soon.
I need to find out what his drug of choice was. Whether he was in there hitting just the perks or just the lean, or just taking the fentanyl straight out the motherfucking baby bottle. How do niggas take the fentanyl?
Oh, man.
It be laced in other drugs. I don't know how they do it. Oh, and they buy the generic shit.
Oh, like, what's her name? Oh, Self-Care.
What's that?
That's the new video when he's in the coffin.
Ironic, isn't it?
And he says something about September falling.
Somebody should make a bunch of videos and fake they death and have mad ominous videos and let they shit shoot through the roof. Because it's the only way you're going to do it. And now all of a sudden every video is like
a million views.
Foreshadowing his death. This shit is fucking ridiculous.
And one of his boys said, I remember having a conversation with Mac. And his album dropped the same day as Astroworld. And everyone was commenting under his video, like, do you hear something? Mm-hmm. Crickets and talking shit under his thing. Like, no one even notices you're around.
Yeah.
Now he's dead. And everybody's pulling out their old pictures.
All these niggas.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mac Miller. I'm sad. Swerve said I shouldn't be sad. Why?
That nigga's,
I'm sadder for Mac Miller than...
Who else would you be sad for? Did the nigga got any kids?
No, I'm just saying Aretha, I ain't that sad, you know.
She was old. She been rapping since...
But I grew up with her.
I said rapping. She been singing since the 1950s, nigga.
But what I'm saying is that would make sense, because I grew up listening to Aretha.
I'm saying some death isn't as shocking as others.
I was sad when somebody I seen the
somebody came and
first...
told you somebody that was 100 years old died. It's like... Yeah.
But I didn't expect, but come on. You just would expect me, who grew up with Aretha, to fucking be sad, you know?
Not really. You ain't that old. You didn't grow up with Aretha.
Well, Mac Miller, I was sad. Like, tearing up and stuff. I had to get a tissue. Because I was driving, I had to dab the corners so I could
see.
What
kind of drugs was he taking?
Niggas God.
Niggas can't regulate their motherfucking intake. That's crazy. I don't know. You feel like that's, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh my God. What is this, the first grade?
For OD and this shit like that? Like, nigga, if you get...
Maybe he did it on purpose. No one's saying
exactly.
That. Y'all need to go listen to that Self-Care. He... fucking says everything in
that.
It's
very ominous. He dropped a lot of lyrics in there where it's like he knew what was going on. But that's
crazy.
The same thing. Like, that's the same theory. Like, if you know you're sliding down a slippery slope and you're not, like, trying to grab on or get a purchase of anything that's going to slow you down, and you're just trying to get more aerodynamic and slide faster and faster and find out ways to slide faster... Yeah, you gonna hit the bottom of that hill, nigga. Wasted talent. Nigga should have motherfucking...
Well, I'm sad.
That's what fucks me up about drug abuse. You know?
That shit is crazy. Fucking Mac Miller. Alright, throw on a song, babe.
We gonna play a Mac Miller song. We gonna...
Hope YouTube don't...
Yeah, they probably, I don't know how to, we're going to figure that part out.
Oh my God.
Not for a tag. Not for a tag. Not for a tag.
Say R.I.P. Mac Miller.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Mac Lilla.
Maczilla.
Get out of here.
Mac Lilla.
All right, beat it. We're recording.
I want to call with you.
No, you can't record with me because that makes too much noise. You got to go. Get out. All right, so you're going to play a song from the air. And we're... Go ahead. What you want to say about Mac Miller, Peter?
Rest in peace, Mac Miller. One of the greatest. But there had to be some good shit, nigga. You know damn well that was some good shit. All my drug users out there, you some good shit. All my drug users, but y'all know it had to be some good shit. But I do not influence drugs. Mac Miller doing good shit. But R.I.P. Mac Miller, no doubt.
Oh shit, I didn't mean to hang up on him.
R.I.P. Mac Miller. We're gonna give Mac Miller his 15 minutes on this show because his real life 15 minutes was cut short.
Word.
I think he got about 11 and a half. He was on his way back up. All he had to do was talk some shit about Ariana.
Wow.
Get a couple of her fans to fucking.
Repost it.
Yeah, retaliate, do all of that shit, he would have been good. Nigga, crazy.
Wow. Well, you can't say he's crazy. He had a drug problem, you know? Yes.
And he was decent. He deserves 15 minutes from us. We'll give him his 15 minutes, but...
Exactly. So...
Other than that, I don't know.
When we first heard him, Donald Trump, what's that, his first album.
Mm-hmm. First got Wind of Room.
I think it was before the Donald Trump song, but that's the it one was, I can really remember.
But it probably wasn't nothing that really stuck with us. He came out around them niggas, the Wiz Khalifa era and all of that shit, when niggas started having fun with rap again, when it was the stoner age. We had a real hard stoner age a couple summers ago. Where he
said him and Wiz started together.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There was a stoner era that was just relived that a lot of artists got their shit off on that level. Stoner / backpack type of shit.
A lot of people were showing them love. All the celebrities.
So yeah, all the niggas that could really rap stood the hands of time. What is it called?
Test of time.
There you go. And we still talk about them today, but. A lot of people didn't come out of the stoner era.
I'm just sad that.
Shout out to Weed. Shout out. Weed's the third co-host. He don't say too much, but he's always there.
Oh my God. I'm just sad that he gotta be dead for him to blow up. That is sad.
It is what it is.
No, that's super sad. Very sad. And Karen Civil found him.
I hope he did the right things with his money, because everybody going out buying his record now, playing his videos and shit now. Like, you know, it's that money could be going to some fucking white dude who don't give a fuck, somebody that don't give a fuck about the culture.
Yeah, hopefully it's his mom.
Like, he might have fucked up business deal. Like, so it's kind of, it go both ways when a nigga die and everybody jump on his wave. Because it's like, y'all might just be helping somebody that really don't give a fuck. Somebody that was waiting for him to die.
Damn, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
So Karen Civil said they had a studio session, and she was on her way to go get him for the session. When she got there and the police got there, the house was cleaned out, like they robbed him and shit.
So he died with people dead. In the crib.
Yep, he overdosed with his friends or whoever was around.
The niggas got right.
Yep, they took everything and probably wiped their prints down or whatever.
You wouldn't have to. If you was friends, you don't have to wipe shit down.
Because you're always there.
You just hide that shit pretty good, I guess.
But they can tell if it's fresh prints, right?
I'm saying for no fucks though. This ain't CSI Miami.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just in case I don't make it home tonight. Ariana put up a fucking picture of him.
She killed him. She should have put
up a
picture holding a knife.
Yeah. You like the internet trolls,
She should have posted a picture of her holding a fucking knife. Like, got one.
I'm saying,
Breaking Hearts out here. That's going to be her next album. She got to capitalize.
Let me see.
Watch how many albums this bitch sell off of making a song. She going to make a song about this nigga.
And
that's just going to be amazing. He's gonna sell 10 million records.
She already, her shit came out. She already.
She's gonna donate the proceeds to fucking opioid addiction. She really gonna make a dime off of that.
Okay, so I'm trying to find a tweet where Ariana was saying she tried to help him as much as possible, but she could, like, she couldn't help him with his substance abuse, and that's where they died at, you know? So maybe it was taking over him before.
How long was they together?
2 years.
She think going and fucking with goofy ass peeps and marrying this nigga after 39 days wasn't helping? She was trying to kill that nigga. She was doing that shit out of spite. Oh, like, all small white woman.
Oh, my God.
Peace is ill, though. I fucks with him. And he's winning right now. He got the tiger blood. But...
oh, my God.
That bitch put the stake in his heart with that.
Okay.
Word.
How absurd... this is Ariana. How absurd that you minimize female self-respect and self-worth by saying someone should stay in a toxic relationship because he wrote an album about them. Which, by the way, isn't the case. Just Cinderella is about me. I am not a babysitter or a mother, or no woman should feel they need to be.
Cold.
I have cared for him and tried to support his sobriety.
Cold.
And prayed for his balance for years, and always will, of course. But shaming, blaming women for a man's inability to keep his shit together is a very major problem.
Cold.
Let's please stop doing that. Of course, I didn't share about how hard or scary it was while it was happening, but it was. I will continue to pray from the bottom of my heart that he figures it all out, and that any other woman in his position, in this position, does as well.
Cold, bitch is cold.
I'm just saying, she's saying it was scary and shit. He probably fucking overdosed.
OD,
yeah,
right.
She's probably like, nigga, I don't know what to do. I gotta go. This is too much for me. What is she supposed to do?
Was she getting high too?
No.
Because she didn't have a problem, or because it never became an issue? I always be feeling like that. Bitches be fucking with these niggas, and these niggas be nigga. Popping pills, taking lean, OD and this shit. And these bitches fuck with these niggas. Like, yo, what kind of bitch are you? Like, you're just completely sober, but you fuck with a ultra drug addict. Like, I assume the bitches got a drug issue too, but it's just not as hard.
I'm just saying, I think when they got together, he was clean.
No.
I got a bad boy just a minute. He looked it good there. I've been watching the videos recently. That was like, he had like some clean time. I'm telling you, like, he was clean a little bit there.
You can get cleaned up for videos real easy. Don't act like you don't understand movie magic and video magic.
No. Babe, it was different.
Makeup on him.
No, it was different. I'm telling you, I could tell the difference in the videos. His eyes was wide open. I can tell. I'm just saying. But either way, what if it wasn't that bad? What if he fell down a slippery slope, you know, while they was together or something?
Most people's drug use is going to advance, but he was definitely that guy talking about popping pills and drinking lean and all of that before. He was definitely that guy. Started off on some stoner pothead shit, but he definitely was that guy. Before her.
No, I get it. I know, but you don't
she
think...
She probably didn't help. I heard she's a nutcase. What's his face say the bitch is a nut?
No, huh?
Big Sean didn't say she's a nut?
No, that was Naya. That's Big Sean's bitch. He went to Ariana after her.
So why did he leave Ariana? Was she crazy?
No, he said some crazy shit in a song about her. And, well, that's what they say. She said something about her boxing or a song, and her grandmother and made her not fuck with him no more. She got like a tight family and shit.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Yeah, either way. Remember she licked the donut and put it back? That's when she disappeared for a minute.
She was retarded.
No, she just was doing dumb, stupid shit like a regular kid. Why is she retarded?
Either way, it ain't about her. She killed Mac Miller. She got him.
Yeah, I don't think she killed him. She left before he killed her himself in front of her. She seen it coming. Like, I can't watch you fucking die, yo. I'm not gonna do it. I don't know. But his mom is so sad. She put a picture up of them. And, yeah, I don't know.
What else was he doing? He was doing little movie appearances and shit.
Oh, yeah. Him and Snoop had that movie. They had the biggest joint ever rolled in a movie. They was carrying it through the woods or some shit. Hilarious. I think he, I don't know. He was talking that Crip Talk. I don't know if it was real or just, you know.
Oh, Bloods killed him?
No, shut up. Oh, my God.
Bloods killed Mac Miller.
Oh, my God. Delusions of grandeur.
I figured it out. Top investigator. Figured it out. Bloods killed Mac Miller.
No.
Suge Knight's behind it.
Strike that from the statement, please.
Find out what Suge Knight was when this nigga died.
In jail.
The crib.
Suge in
Knight
jail.
Carried all,
Suge Knight's in jail.
He's still in jail?
Yes.
It's crazy. The Bloods ain't banded together to bail him out.
He can't get bailed out. It's like murder.
It's like manslaughter or something.
Whatever. Nigga, Suge Knight. He's a fucking career criminal. He ain't got no bail.
All the Bloods in the world can't put up a dollar to get him out.
You keep talking about a bail. Ain't no bail. What the fuck is wrong with you? Let's see. Suge Knight's bail. No bail.
You can get out and clear up this whole Mac Miller situation.
Oh, my God. What does that have to do with it?
So this nigga got mad ominous videos and shit predicting his death. He's, like, in caskets. Eternally falling and shit like that, and everybody's trying to make sense of it, and people are always
oh, 25 million.
That's it, nigga. There's 25 million Bloods.
That
all
was
the
March.
Bloods better be, get together
Hold
and fucking
on.
Put that.
It says Suge Knight faint after bail set. 25 million. Judge lowers 2 million bail for Suge Knight's fiance on charges she sold murder trial.
That shit took all the, you know how much that shit took all the wind out of this nigga. He's a big boy, nigga. That shit took
that
all
nigga
the wind out of it.
Fainted.
Fainted. Like a feather.
Damn. Yo, okay. We can't switch from Mac Miller to Suge. But
no.
Suge's movie's gonna end terribly.
Suge ain't getting no fucking movie.
He
Suge
might, come on. He might get
play
he started
game.
At Bobby Brown's security all the way to ending up to Suge Knight. That's
you know who
a
might
ill
get some
story.
Money? The guy who ends up playing Suge in all of the movies that feature him a little bit, because he be in a lot of people's stories. So if they go lock down
nah,
one
they
actor,
gonna do, someone gonna do a Suge movie.
Fuck
someone
no,
gonna do a
Suge
movie.
Fucking Suge Knight movie. Nobody wanna see that shit.
Guarantee.
Ain't
guarantee.
Nobody see that.
That's a good movie.
Bloods ain't even Sue Whooping to sit down and see, watch that shit. Nigga, they got motherfucking.
Niggas will watch a Suge Knight movie.
Get
you're
the
crazy.
Fuck outta
here. And he, if he do it while he's alive so he can have his say and tell his sides, nigga.
Would you watch a Suge Knight movie?
Yes.
Comment yes or no. Suge Knight movie. Hashtag.
Yes.
I say
no. Yes.
It's a fucking astounding no. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Nah, that's a good movie.
Who the fuck is Suge Knight? Suge Knight is a motherfucking...
He's ill. He had connections to the whole mad
people. You
want to
see the MC Hammer movie?
It's already made.
They already got one?
Yes. It's on YouTube right now.
I should watch that. I'd rather
it's
watch that.
It's alright, too.
I'd rather watch that shit.
But
is it
whatever.
Like an old movie?
No, it's new.
Oh.
Some new shit. Not yesterday, but it's new. Couple last year or two. But, alright. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Not rest in peace. They gonna let this nigga finish out his 15 minutes of fame. Now that he's dead.
Yeah, and... Woo! He got so many views now.
Views.
78 million views.
Views from the Crip.
Wow, this shit is crazy.
Right? Views from the Six, but views from the Crip. Somebody get that.
Oh, and that video. What's the name of it? Damn it. That video's hot.
I'm gonna die.
No, shut up. That is not the name of the video. But he's in the casket, and
he was 26 years old. They said what he OD'd off of. What was his drug of choice?
They're gonna have to. They're gonna tell us soon.
I need to find out what his drug of choice was. Whether he was in there hitting just the perks or just the lean or just taking the fentanyl straight. Straight out the motherfucking baby bottle. How do niggas take the fentanyl?
Oh, man.
It'd be laced in other drugs. I don't know how they do it. Oh, and they buy the generic shit.
Oh, like, what's her name? Oh, Self-Care.
What's that?
That's the new video when he's in the coffin.
Ironic, isn't it?
And he says something about September falling.
Somebody should make a bunch of videos and fake they deaf and have mad ominous videos and let they shit shoot through the roof. Because it's the only way you're going to do it. And now, all of a sudden, every video is like
a million views.
Foreshadowing his death. This shit is fucking ridiculous.
And one of his boys said, I remember having a conversation with Mac. And his album dropped the same day as Astroworld. And everyone was commenting under his video, like, do you hear something? Mm-hmm. Crickets and talking shit under his thing. Like, no one even notices you're around.
Yeah.
Now he's dead. And everybody's pulling out their old pictures. Yeah, it's crazy. Mac Miller. I'm sad. Swear I'm sad, shouldn't be sad. Why?
I'm
sadder for Mac Miller than...
Who else would you be sad for? Did the nigga got any kids?
No, I'm just saying Aretha, I ain't that sad, you know.
She was old. She been rapping
since... But I grew up with her.
I said rapping. She been singing since the 1950s, nigga.
But what I'm saying is that would make sense because I grew up listening to Aretha.
I'm saying some death isn't as shocking Mac Miller, as others.
I was sad when somebody I seen the first...
Somebody came and told you somebody that was 100 years old died. It's like... Yeah.
But I didn't expect, come on. You just would expect me, who grew up with Aretha, to fucking be sad, you know?
Not really. You ain't that old. You didn't grow up with Aretha.
Well, Mac Miller, I was sad. Like, tearing up and stuff. I had to get a tissue. Because I was driving, I had to dab the corners so I could
see. What kind of drugs was he taking?
Niggas can't. Oh, my God.
Niggas can't regulate their motherfucking intake. That's crazy. I don't know. You feel like that's, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh my God. What is this, the first grade?
For OD and this shit like that. Like, nigga, if you can't.
Maybe he did it on purpose. No one's saying
exactly.
That. Y'all need to go listen to that Self-Care. He fucking says everything
it's very ominous. He dropped a lot of lyrics in there where it's like he knew what was going on. But that's
crazy.
The same thing, like that's the same theory. Like if you know you're sliding down a slippery slope and you're not like trying to grab on or get a purchase of anything that's gonna slow you down, and you're just trying to get more aerodynamic and slide faster and faster and find out ways to slide faster. Yeah, you gonna hit the bottom of that hill, nigga. Wasted talent. Nigga should have motherfucking.
Well, I'm sad.
That's what fucks me up about drug abuse. You know?
That shit is crazy. Fucking Mac Miller. Alright, throw on a song, man.
We gonna play a Mac Miller song. We gonna.
Hope YouTube don't.
Yeah, they probably, I don't know how to, we're gonna figure that part out.
Oh my God.
Not forward time! Not forward time! Not forward time!
Say R.I.P. Mac Miller.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller?
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller.
Maczilla.
Get out of here.
Mac Miller.
All right, beat it. We're recording.
I'm going to call with you.
No, you can't record with me because you make that makes too much noise. You gotta go. Get out. Alright, so you're gonna play a song from there. And with. Go ahead. What you wanna say about Mac Miller, Peter?
Rest in peace, Mac Miller. One of the greatest. But there had to be some good shit, nigga. You know damn well that was some good shit. All my drug users out there, you some good shit. All my drug users, y'all know it had to be some good shit. But I do not influence drugs. Mac Miller doing good shit.
Oh shit, I didn't mean to hang up. Oh shit, I didn't mean to hang up.